Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India and Germany have announced a wide range of initiatives spanning defense, trade and technology, marking a new chapter in bilateral relations. The announcement was made following a high-level meeting between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. Addressing a joint press conference with Chancellor Merz after the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said both nations signed a declaration focused on co-development and co-production in order to strengthen defense industrial cooperation.
Raksha aur suraksha mein badhta sahyog hamare aapasi bharose aur sahaji soch ka prateek hai. Raksha vyapar se judi prathmiktaon ko saral banane ke liye main Chancellor Merz ka hriday se aabhar vyakt karta hu. Hum raksha udyogon ke beech sahyog badhane ke liye ek roadmap उस पर भी काम करेंगे जिससे को डेवलपमेंट और को प्रोडक्शन के नए अवसर खुलेंगे.
मिस्टर मोदी सेड इंडिया एंड जर्मनी आर यूनानिमस इन देयर फाइट अगेंस्ट टेररिज्म व्हिच ही टर्म्ड अ सीरियस थ्रेट टू ऑल ऑफ ह्यूमैनिटी.
हम एकमत है कि आतंकवाद पूरी मानवता के लिए एक गंभीर खतरा है. भारत और जर्मनी इसके विरुद्ध एकजुट होकर पूरी दृढ़ता से लड़ाई जारी रखेंगे. भारत और जर्मनी सहमत है कि ग्लोबल चैलेंजेस से निपटने के लिए ग्लोबल इंस्टीट्यूशंस में सुधार अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण है. यूएन सिक्योरिटी काउंसिल में सुधार के लिए G4 के माध्यम से हमारा संयुक्त प्रयास इसी सोच का प्रमाण है.
On global issues, Prime Minister Modi and Chancellor Merz discussed the situation in Ukraine and Gaza. Both the leaders reaffirmed their strong resolve to build secure supply chains and a stable international order. The Prime Minister said the bilateral trade between India and Germany has reached its highest level ever, surpassing the $50 billion mark. Mr. Modi said that more than 2,000 German companies have a long-standing presence in India. Speaking at the briefing, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz emphasized that the deepening military ties, including increased joint naval and air force exercises, would help India diversify its defense dependencies. A major focus of the discussions was skill development and migration. Nation pays homage to great spiritual leader and philosopher Swami Vivekanand on National Youth Day today. President, Vice President and Prime Minister and other leaders pay tributes to Swami Vivekanand on the occasion. On National Youth Day, the Prime Minister will participate in the concluding session of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi this evening. He will interact with around 3,000 youth from across the country, along with young delegates representing the international diaspora. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan encouraged young leaders to pursue large goals with commitment and discipline. The minister was addressing the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue today in New Delhi. Union Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupinder Yadav today said India's strong network of Primary Agricultural Credit Societies or PACS, comprising 32 crore people, provides the country with resilience against any global economic crisis. The minister was addressing the Cooperative Chintan Shivir organized by the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India. In Iran, nationwide anti-government protests have entered their 16th day. The U.S.-based human rights activist news agency said the death toll has reached 544 and the protests have continued to grow despite an internet shutdown and phone lines being cut across the country. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Iran wants to negotiate, adding that a meeting with the Islamic Republic's leadership is being organized. The U.S. president, however, said that Washington may have to act before the meeting due to the ongoing protests and violence against the protesters. IMD has issued a red alert for very dense fog conditions in Rajasthan today. IMD also issued an orange alert for dense fog over Himachal Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh today. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty snapped a 5-day losing streak, ending around 0.4% higher. Sensex climbed 302 points to close at 83,878. And in Women's Premier League Cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on UP Warriors in Navi Mumbai at 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.